This is Akashvani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Ayushman Bharat, the Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana, completes 7 years today. Launched in September 2018 from Ranchi, it is the world's largest government-funded health assurance scheme. The scheme has transformed healthcare in India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is witnessing a revolution in public health care due to Ayushman Bharat. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said has ensured financial protection and dignity. He said India has shown how scale, compassion and technology can further human empowerment. The Prime Minister said Ayushman Bharat is an initiative that anticipated the needs of the future and focused on ensuring top quality as well as affordable health care for people. Sharing an article written by Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda in an English daily, Mr. Modi said Ayushman Bharat from a promise to a people's movement for universal health coverage. He said, the article highlights how this transformation stands as a testament to the government's resolve to protect every citizen's health and how far the nation has come. The 10th National Ayurveda Day is being celebrated at the All India Institute of Ayurveda, Goa, marking a historic milestone in the global promotion of traditional Indian medicine. Goa Governor Pusapati Ashok Gajapati Raju presided over the event. Chief Minister Dr. Pramod Sawant, Union Ministers Pratap Rao Jadhav and Shripad Yaso Naik were also present. On the occasion, an integrative oncology unit for cancer treatment was inaugurated along with several initiatives. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda today stressed the need for a multidimensional approach to ensure that food consumed by people is safe and healthy. He was speaking after unveiling the logo and brochure of the Global Food Regulators Summit in New Delhi today. The minister asserted that food safety standards and regulations must be regularly updated. Mr. Nadda also acknowledged the pivotal role of the Food Safety and Standards Authority of India in raising food safety standards and contributing to global progress in this critical area. President Draupadi Murmu conferred the 71st National Film Awards for the year 2023 in New Delhi today. On the occasion, legendary actor, director and producer Mohanlal will be honoured with Dadasaheb Phalke Award, the highest recognition in the field of cinema. Union Home Minister Amit Shah called startups the bone of New India. Inaugurating the two-day startup conclave at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar today, Mr. Shah highlighted the unprecedented growth in India's startup ecosystem over the past decade, making it the third largest in the world. Stressing upon the strength of India's youth power, Mr. Shah expressed confidence that the country will enter the top 10 in the Global Innovation Index within 3 years. The next generation GST reforms implemented from yesterday mark a major step towards simplifying India's indirect tax system. By reducing the tax rate on a wide range of goods and services, the reforms will bring substantial relief to citizens. Under the next generation GST reforms, the government has introduced significant tax reductions across various sectors. In order to bring direct savings to households, government has reduced taxes on everyday essentials and packaged foods. GST rates on products like hair oil, soap, shampoo, toothpaste, toothbrush and shaving cream have been reduced from 18% to 5%. This decision by the GST Council will directly ease the financial burden on households and strengthen consumers by increasing their purchasing power. Assam bade a heartfelt farewell to its beloved legendary music icon, Zubin Garg, with a state funeral held at Sonapur near Guwahati. Assam Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma, Union Ministers Kiran Rijiju and Sarbananda Sonowal were present at the funeral. Earlier, more than a million people paid their last respects at Arun Bhogeshwar Barua Sports Complex in Guwahati. The high-level debate of the 88th session of the United Nations General Assembly will begin today as world leaders gather in New York. Several world leaders will participate in the session this week, with discussions expected to be dominated by the wars in Gaza and Ukraine and the growing Western recognition of Palestinian statehood. This year's theme is Better Together, 80 Years and More for Peace, Development and Human Rights. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. J. Shankar will represent India in the General Assembly. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.